Before we introduce the show, I just want to make a little statement. I apologize that we are now 4 minutes late for the start of the show that we will discuss the name of later. I just want to say a little thing about the login service that Lafayette has currently implemented that makes it just horrendously awful and complicated to do anything on. The emails are all jacked up. They always go to the wrong place. Sometimes I get them on my phone. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I only get them on my computer. Sometimes I can't even send emails through my phone. And that's why we got here right at 7 o'clock tonight, folks. And it took us about almost five minutes to log in because the service here, the login stuff, all the teal stupid thing that we have, the new Gmail server that they set up, awful. Just god awful. Sorry about that, folks.
However, let it be known that we were sitting in our room in Watson Hall, which is, you know, a couple minutes away from the radio station tower that we're up in right now. And it was around 6:50, and I said, you know what, Calvin, I think we should probably get going for the show. You know, it starts at 7 o'clock, and we like to be there a little early so we can set up things for the show and make sure that we don't have any technical difficulties like what he's explaining. He was insistent that we stay until 6:53 on the dot, and then we would start walking.
Is that I have the walk to Hogue Hall, which is the building in which the radio station is housed, down to a science. I knew exactly how long it would take me to get here. So I had, and I was watching an episode of HBO's Eastbound and Down, a terrific, funny show that I wanted to you know, get as much of as I could before I came here. So yes, I did delay it to 6:53, thinking like a normal person that there would be no issue at all with logging in. But lo and behold, Lafayette makes it very, very tough to do anything simply or easily.
I would also, you know, we're a little on edge right now, but I'm going to try to lift all of your spirits this night and hopefully have this be something that we move past.
Oh, by the way, the show is called Guess What? It's Time for the Show Again, and I'm Calvin, and this is Paul,
and
we have our friend Weston Lickfield in the house tonight.
Hey.
And he really is it's the reason that he's here, actually. It was kind of destiny, because we were both walking towards the radio station, and I saw him, and you know, we just want to continue this streak that we've been having of being a guest.
And weirdly enough, I was in the dining hall, and I was also watching an episode of Eastbound and Down in the dining hall, and I was like, I need to leave precisely at 6:53. Yeah,
right.
So I actually left at the exact.
Listen, I have this down to a science.
You know, Weston, actually, from the last time that you were on, we actually didn't have a show last week. We had some, you know, outside complications. Indeed. So you were on the one and only show that we've had this year, and I got some feedback from people who said that you were the only reason that they would keep listening.
We're
so now
really
you have to come every single time. Yeah.
Well,
or else we'll just lose listeners.
Well,
yeah.
Then we might
clamming
as well.
at the bottoms of our feet for more and more content, and they but they really want that Weston content.
Well, then we might as well make it official and say, well,
guess what? It's time for the show again.
It's time for the show again.
All right, folks. So we got a real banger coming up. This is a song that I've been listening to for this whole week, and it just gets me in a great mood every time. So here we go to start it off. Little Lies, the 2017 remastered version, actually, by Fleetwood Mac.
Do a push to be illegal.
Close my eyes, close my eyes, close my eyes.
Ah, that song just really gets me in a move.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. That song calmed me down. I'm no longer as mad, though I still think that Duo Push sucks and that the new email server sucks, but I'm no longer that mad about it because I heard that song, which was good.
Good.
Next up, here's one I've been listening to a lot. You know, acclaimed, you know, big power pop band, big star, everyone loves them. I've been listening to a lot to this one, Third, which was sort of a weirder, more of a solo album by Alex Chilton, because it was pretty much done by all by himself, but here's the one I really like from that album. Here's Big Black Car by Big Star.
Nice and soothing.
Smooth. Love it. Love that Big Star. And this next one is actually a guest pick from way downtown. From
yeah,
West
you want to introduce this next song coming up here?
Yeah, so after listening to, guess what, it's time for the show again, 2 weeks ago, I saw the type of music that these two like.
I don't know if that show was indicative of the type of music. Well, at least that we play in the show.
Well,
I like all that music, but I don't know if that was indicative.
Well, then I think this is going to be a little break from what this set has to offer, and this is going to be a little more techno-y.
Mm, yeah.
A little bit more, I don't even know if it's high pace, but I think you're going to like it. It's The High Road by Broken Bells. It's the only one that came to mind when they asked me for a recommendation. So apparently my whole radio career lies on this. So let's see what happens.
Pay attention, folks. Weston,
I like that one. Yeah. Weston was like, "Oh, I don't know if you guys are gonna like this before we play, but I liked it." So
yeah, it was very pleasing.
And I'll check the live stream comments because everyone knows that we broadcast all these live on Twitch, and we have about 30,000 people right. watching usually streaming like while we stream each week. And then I usually don't pay attention to the comments to focus on the music choices, but I usually see afterwards reception to the show. And
yes, I've actually gotten some questions about where to find us on Twitch. Most people look for us in the IRL category, but actually we're under the Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Yeah,
just like if you go just like scroll a couple pages down.
Issues when we set up the stream, so
yeah. But if you go there, then you should be able to find us. So thank you to all of you guys on Twitch and all
Twitch.
Of our other platforms. All the guys that are listening in on YouTube right now, Periscope.
We have a Discord, channel.
Facebook Live, Discord. Yeah, really. Instagram Live.
I think we have our own Slack chat room now.
Yeah,
as well.
I think we've also matched with just like there's one person listening in on Omegle.
Just one.
And we're broadcasting to him right now. So shout out to you, Jerry.
Shout out Omegle.
But yeah, so thank you for all you guys that are listening right now. We're gonna move on to a song from a band that from one of Calvin's friends,
no,
right?
These guys suck.
And aren't you are you in this song?
No. I'm not. It's my friend Kevin's music. Goes by the name Boatweiler. I have no affiliation to the music, though I do like it a lot. He is one of my best friends from home. He plays in my band as well, Petty Walker. But I did come up with the name of the band, which is pretty dumb. Boatweiler is. We were on the beach one day over the summer, and he was trying to think of a new way to a new name for his music. And so his nickname, long story I'm not going to get it, is Boat. And then I just turned to him and said, you should call it Boatweiler. It's like Rottweiler and Boat mixed. And we just started laughing and thought it was pretty funny. And it stuck. So he's Boatweiler now. But he's living it up at Con. He's playing a show tonight. I was going to go down this weekend to see it, but I couldn't. He got moved to tonight. But he's best of. He's releasing an EP tomorrow morning. So it's like his album EP release show tonight. So best of luck to my good buddy Kevin. Yep. This one's pretty cool though.
Yep. His name was Boat. Yeah, some say
best
that this.
To my buddy Boat.
Some people say that this song is straight gas.
Ha!
So Gasoline.
Here we go with Gasoline by Boatweiler.
Lovely stuff from my buddy Boat.
Yurt.
Good luck tonight again. I don't know. He's not listening, but he's probably gearing up for the show.
Yeah, his friends are probably listening though. They'll send it down. Yeah.
Next up is one that I've been listening to a lot. A guy, Will Oldham, got a bunch of different projects. Bonnie Prince Billy, Palace Brothers. This one's Palace Music. But you know, a little past the actual day of the event, but still sort of in season. Here's Valentine's Day by Palace Music.
It's Valentine's Day. And I'm catatonic. And only over the sea will that be taken.
All right, so that was Valentine's Day by Palace Music.
Palace Music, great, great band. Yeah.
Next up, we've got a veteran on the show. You know, we've played him several times. Probably played this song several times too, but you know, I was just feeling it. I haven't heard it in a while, so
I think I've said on the show it's my favorite one off this album, and he's one of my favorite artists, but this has got to be top five of my favorite albums.
I'd say
songs.
Bobby's probably my favorite song on this album.
It's another good one.
I don't know any songs.
They're good.
So, well, Weston, you'll hear one right now.
I'm very excited
because we have "Powerful Man" by Alex G.
Guess I didn't eat my lunch, 'cause I was gonna miss him a whole bunch. Maybe he was out of line, but he was still a pretty close friend of mine. Maybe he had hurt me bad, but a brother is a brother, and that is that. Mom's in a mood this week, 'cause she thinks her
wonderful stuff
indeed.
Next up, here's you know, one of the best to do what everyone knows, Aphex Twin, some of the greatest electronic music out there. This album's sort of acclaimed as one of his best. I'm not as hot on it as some other people, though it is pretty fantastic, but this one's been getting me good today. Here's "Finger Bib" by Aphex Twin.
Thank you.
You know, pretty tame for Aphex Twin. I wasn't really expecting that.
That's what I was going to say. A little on the tamer side.
I was about to say the same thing.
Yeah.
Weston's a big Aphex head.
Yeah.
One thing that I this is just a little anecdote about the music. Non-ironic, this is real. Someone cool told me a really cool thing about this style of music of the whole Aphex Twin, the whole IDM, which is kind of a dumb name, that movement that he was a part of.
What's IDM?
Intelligent dance music, which is pretty...
Are you kidding me? Yeah, that is the most...
It's dumb. But the
arrogant genre of music I've ever heard.
Imposed by critics and other people, not by the people that made the music.
Okay, yeah.
But the story behind it was like, this was the music, like songs like this was like... After, like, all these guys were still involved in, like, these crazy big, like, bass and drum raves in England in the 90s. And then this was, like, the music for, like, the after rave, like semi-party when everyone was really tired and feeling weird. And they would just listen to this stuff, like, in a room afterwards, which I think is pretty funny.
Very interesting. Well, we'll be switching gears again with this next song coming up by Bill Callahan. I was thinking of it because... I was looking at an article today about the Rajneeshis and the Bhagwan in Oregon, and I had who are part of and there's a documentary about them on Netflix called Wild Wild Country, and this is the theme song to or the title track to that documentary. So here is Drover by Bill Callahan.
The real people went away. I'll find a better way someday. I'm leaving only me and my dreams. Thank you. track. The narrow, a colossal hand buried in sand. I rose like a drover, for I am in the end the drover, a drover by trade. When my cattle turns on me, I'm a drover, double fold. My cattle bears it all away for me and everyone.
Wonderful stuff. And in correlation with a song we played earlier, Bill Callahan sort of came up under in the same scene label as Will Oldham of Palace Music, you know, that I played earlier. They were sort of intertwined.
Is he friends with you in Boat? Or
he is not friends with me in Boat. I wish I was friends with Bill Callahan. No. They're much older and talented than us. This next one is just a really good folk song from Vashti Bunyan. Makes some beautiful music. Here's Swallow Song.
It's actually Paul Bunyan's great...
babushka.
Yeah.
His great babushka.
Yeah. Is Vashti Bunyan.
No, but she's great.
And there's a sunset brimming over the sky. There's a swallow teaching its young how to fly. Upon high, see how fast the summer passes by. And there's an oak leaf turning green into
ah,
beautiful stuff.
Yeah, just love babushkas
and swallowing songs.
I believe it's not the action of swallowing. I believe it's the bird swallow, but it could also be a bird.
I didn't even realize that.
Next up, we have a song, a single from that came out at the beginning of the year from Pond, who is a branch out of Tame Impala. And I believe the album that this is off of is actually coming out to either tomorrow or next week. So here's a little glimpse into Pond's upcoming project. Here's Daisy.
Smile.
cool stuff there. And folks, I just want to take a second as the show is winding down. I know we like to have a lot of fun here. I guess what? It's time for the show again. But duty calls sometimes, and I have something serious to say. We were given PSAs by the radio station to deliver to the people to help them out. And so as everyone knows, Hurricane Yasmin has recently torn through parts of Pennsylvania. We're in the middle of hurricane season right now, so this one kind of goes out to all the listeners that are, you know, sort of trying to recover from that. If you are a hurricane survivor, it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments or of principal or interest. If you need help contacting your lender, make sure to call 877-275-3342. That's 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This PSA has been brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift and Credit Union, regulatory agencies. Thank you very much for sticking with me through that. And we just want
to... We're also sponsored by Nike.
We are sponsored by Nike.
So either if you've survived a hurricane or are wearing Nike shoes, call into our next show.
Absolutely. And yeah, we stand in solidarity with hurricane survivors this season. Hope everyone stays safe. Just want to say thank you, everyone, for listening. It's been another great episode of Guess What? It's
time for the show again.
As always, you're listening to 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. We're going to send it off with a good one. Really cool band, Girl Pool. They've sort of expanded their sound from just bedroom folk with two very high-pitched singers to a very more expansive rock sound. This one is off their new album. I love it. Been listening to it all year. Here's Higher by Girl Pool.
Phone call cutting out.